honor to have the president of Ukraine with us. There'll be a lot of help. When it comes to security, there's going to be a lot of help. It's going to be good. They are first line of defense because they're there. They're Europe. But we're going to help them out also. We'll be involved. Big places, when you look at, you just take a look at some.
And we supported the idea of the United States, of personally, of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war. And we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good. Thank you.
So I would not say it's the end of the road. No, I think. But we can work a deal where we're working on a peace deal while they're fighting. They have to fight. I wish they could stop. I'd like them to stop. But strategically, that could be a disadvantage for one side or the other. But all of these deals I made without even the mention of the words ceasefire.
I want to thank you. My wife and I went out to dinner last night.
Of course, we are open for election, yes. We have to do safety in circumstances. And a little bit, we need to work in the parliament. Because during the war you can't have elections, but we can do security. We need maybe how to say it? We need a truth, yes, everywhere in the battlefield, in the sky, in the sea, yeah, to make possible for people to do democratic, open, legal elections.
Ballots, because they're corrupt, and because of the fact that Vladimir Putin came to American soil. This was a tremendous defeat for Donald Trump. No, it was really wonderful that he did it. It was a hard thing for him to do, to be honest with you. It was the opposite of what they said, but they said it. Now, if he didn't come, they'd say that was also bad for Trump. Yeah. There's no way. And
the nuclear in, as you said, the nuclear.
And this is a part, I think, it's not a part for the war and to defend us. It also will be a part for security guarantees, to strengthen our army, to rearm Ukrainian army. This is very, very important. And it depends how much money we need to rearm. For example, the question of air defense, we spoke about it with President Trump, and I'm happy that we have now bilateral decisions and we work on it with production, American production. Nobody in Europe has so many air defense like Patriots, for example. We need it very much, and this is also about defending.
We need to stop this war, to stop Russia, and we need support.
We just spoke to, I was just telling the President, I just spoke to President Putin indirectly, and we're going to have a phone call right after these meetings today. And we may or may not have a trilat. If we don't have a trilat, then the fighting continues. And if we do, we have a good chance. I think if we have a trilat, there's a good chance of maybe ending it. But he's expecting my call when we're finished with this meeting.